what do you call it when you get a shirt and get it to fit and then wash it and then put it on and find it doesn't fit anymore? What do you say it's done? That's certainly miserable.
Well, you used to get something like that, you know, but you can get them what they call centralized now, but they don't shrink.
Thank goodness. And if you get too much stuff in your pocket, if it goes out like this, what do you say it does?
Well, I think it kind of bugs a little.
Do they raise much fruit around here?
Not much. You don't. Used to have some pretty nice orchards, but they died out and they planted it for a while.
What'd they raise?
Oh, they raised peaches and apples, plums, apricots, berries, things like that.
Oh, what do you call the center of a peach?
Well, we always call them seeds, but lots of people call them pits, don't they?
Yeah, pits and stones and seeds. I've met all those. What do you call a peach where the meat sticks to that?
Clean seed.
And how about one where it doesn't stick?
We call it a freestone. That means it don't stick to the stone. Mm-hmm.
Do they ever call either of those a press peach?
Get my wife to tell you about that. She worked in them canneries in California.
Boy, that's hard work, too.
Mm-hmm.
When a peach stops growing on a tree and the skin begins to wrinkle, what do you say the peach is done? When it gets smaller and
well, a lot of times I claim it's dry weather and they're just driving, swimming up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd always say, I don't know.
That's sure hard to see, isn't it? You get those little peaches there and you watch them and watch them.
And then they dry up when they begin to swivel up, as you say, and go downhill. A few of them do get by, they ain't no
Yeah. I had a little plum tree that I put out last year, and this year it was just covered with blossoms. And they all, just about all of them, set fruit. And I thinned them out. Doggone every one of those little things had a worm in it.
Well, I'll tell you, this year here, we've always had lots of these little, we call them this kind of chicksaw plums, them wild things. Like I think you can see how it went across the branch there, can't you? Can't you see how it picked it up across the branch there? No, it's a good little long way to look back.
Oh, yeah.
You know these, I don't know what they call them, but we all call them caterpillars.
Uh-huh.
Whip ones. They all made them good, they wasn't it?
Huh.
I've never seen a whole ripe plum this year.
I never did.
Huh.
2 years ago, they was here by the hundreds of bushels.
What do you do with them?
What, them plums?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, make preserves, make jelly. Some people use them to make pies or cobblers, whatever you want to call them, but I never did for them. I didn't like them. I like the plum jelly pretty good.
What do you call a hard part of a cherry?
I don't know much about a cherry.
Not around here, huh?
There's not too many. What do you mean the hard part? What do you mean?
Part in the middle.
The seed?
Yeah.
I believe they call them pits, don't they?
I don't know.
I believe that's right.
Say, were you two going to do something?
We might rob a bank or something.
Oh, all right. Well, don't let me interfere. Just don't tell me where you're going. Well, maybe you better tell me which direction you're going, and I'll go the other one then. I had a lot of trouble that way, running into bank robbers. People trying to get rid of me.
Yeah.